Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
The seasons come, the seasons go.
Here we go. Loving Bobby Gentry at the moment, guys. Loving Bobby Gentry. I mean, what a voice. What a lady. Great times. Let's just take it. Yes, line two, you're on the wireless.
I'm on the wireless, crikey.
Oh, it's this guy who always sounds like he's up to something very, very naughty, wearing a velvet glove. Having a PW.
Beg your pardon?
A posh PW. One.
Just one moment. I need to turn the radio down. I wasn't expecting to go on air straight away.
This is how it happens sometimes. Sometimes it happens.
Got Lawrence unawares.
Yes. He has to go to the East Wing.
Wearing leather slippers, you know it.
And that's all.
The nation awaits. Sorry about that.
That's all right, Lawrence. Nice to talk to you, mate. What have you got for us tonight?
That's a nice song you're playing there. What's it called?
Bobby Gentry, Seasons Come, Seasons Go. Just heard it for the first time tonight. I love it.
Very sort of early Moody Blues.
I don't know that much about the Moody Blues. I know Go Now, which is like one of their early hits of Denny Lane. But then I know that very shortly after that, they changed radically and became, I don't want to say proggy, but certainly became more sweeping in their music, but I don't know much about them. I don't know what's the big album, Days of Future Past. Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
Yes, I don't know.
I did
it.
Go through a phase. Didn't last very long.
I think I'd like them if I got into them, but I just haven't. Found the time yet. I haven't found the time.
You have that kind of a mixture of music and poetry and a lot of imagery going on.
Nights in Wired Satin.
Where's that one, of course?
All having a posh wave at the sky. Lawrence, what can we do for you this evening?
Well, that was it, really.
The Moody Blues.
Say hello, and ask for details of that song. And
Bobby Gentry. I'm starting to get into Bobby Gentry a lot. I listened to a really good podcast about her. It's part of the Cocaine and Rhinestones podcast series. And there's an episode. I find them all a little bit dry, but there was a really nice one about Bobby Gentry, actually, which kind of gave her story. And I didn't know it. And I found that one really interesting. So I would recommend listening to that if you want to get a little bit of the old the background informaziano.
I'm rather partial to that sort of sound, from the late 60s, the psychedelia. Kind of,
well, she's kind of sort of swampy and a bit. She did a great. She did an album with Glen Campbell. What was the song I heard her singing with? Obviously, Listen to this. This is great. This is an advert for banking. Hang on, this is not great. This is the antithesis. Listen to this. This is great. Glen Campbell and Bobby Gentry. Here we go.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk.
What's interesting is she's singing the lower part. It's great.
That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
Hmm. Yeah?
Do you know what that reminds me of?
Go on.
That song by Nielsen, Everybody's Talking at Me.
Everybody's talking at me.
Sort of,
Nielsen's biggest similar. Hit, and he didn't write it. But it's a similar vibe. They also did. They also had a big hit with. They had a big hit. Oh, hang on, let me try this one. Let me try. No, not this one. Listen to this. This is stunning. Listen to this. This is what it's all about. This is what life's about. This is it. Listen.
Oh. I bless the day I found you. I want to stay around you. And so I beg you.
Isn't it? That's what life's about. That is got everyone going by the Bobby Gentry and Glen Campbell album. It's a masterpiece.
Could be from the B side of Bright Eyes.
Could be. Bright Eyes was a great song. What are you talking about, Lawrence?
It's the oboe, you see.
It's the oboe. All right, hey, listen, nice one, Lawrence. Thanks for calling, man.
Right,
take care. Bye bye. Well, nice guy. I like Lawrence. Mysterious.
Smooth.
A lot of people, you kind of got an idea of what's going on. Lawrence got no idea, and I like it. Withheld number.
You know he's wearing a smoking jacket.
Yeah.
And a cravat.
And nothing else. let's try Andy. Good evening, Andy.
Oh, hi, Ian and Catherine. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'm not a miserable person, but it does take quite a lot to make me laugh. And in a nice way, you make me laugh.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Can I just also say I find you very engaging as a broadcaster.
Are you talking to me or Catherine?
To you. Say again?
But you talking to me or Catherine?
Both of you.
Oh, as a broadcaster, we have become one.
Mm-hmm. Broadcasters.
That's okay. Well, thank you, man. That means a lot.
I don't want to get too deep, but I think you're also a very strong person. And I'll give you an example. I called you just before Christmas,
yeah.
And I was unaware it was live to air.
Oh.
Came on, and you just kindly said to me, hi, Andy, how are you? And I'd just lost my dad, and I broke down on air, and you were so genuinely sympathetic with me.
Yes, man.
You speak to so many people, if you can remember that.
I do, do you know, I remember very little. I do remember that, yes, I do remember that, because we were having a little bit of fun. And you came on at a very vulnerable time, yeah.
I just went. But just going back to you being a strong person, Ian, if you don't mind me saying, you've got an honesty that bears that out. Wow. You're just honest and open, and that makes you a strong person. And before I start bubbling again, I'd just like to say two things to say, if that's okay.
Yeah, go on.
My mum always said to me, nothing's ever as bad as you think it's going to be, and that's true.
Yeah.
My lovely dad used to say to me, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. Just be careful it's not a freight train.
Jesus. Yeah.
So they balanced each other out, is what you're saying.
You're very kind. I'm not sure. I would suggest I'm a very weak person, but I appreciate your kind words. How are you doing now?
Yeah, it's kind of true. I'm doing okay now. It's been a very, very difficult time. I was very close to my dad, but he was always a very, very funny man. Can I just tell you one little tale about
him? Please do. I'd love to know more about him. Go on.
He was in a residential rest home for the last 6 years,
yeah.
And he suffered with something called Kersey-Kopff syndrome, yeah, which meant that because of alcohol abuse, he'd only got like a 5-minute memory.
Aye.
And I was with him shortly after he arrived in the nursing home. I saw him whenever I could. I was working for an airline at the time, so I was away a lot. And one day I was there, in the first 6 weeks he'd been there, and a lady knocked on the door at 11 o'clock
yeah.
in the morning. My dad said, come in. And the lovely lady walked in, and she'd got a tea trolley with cakes and biscuits and coffee on.
You don't see tea trolleys anymore. You don't see a good old tea trolley with those big silver tea urns and the cakes and the...
No.
Oh, beautiful. Lovely.
And what's happened to the fondant fancies?
Oh, the fondant fancy. The finest of all the cakes seems to have disappeared. Kids these days, they're too busy smoking crack.
Yeah.
They still do them. They're just a lot smaller.
Right, okay.
Yeah, they are. I personally haven't seen the Gypsy Cream for about 20 years.
Can't call them Gypsy Creams anymore. They're Traveller's Creams.
Oh, Traveller's Creams. Sorry, I fell into that one, didn't I?
Yes, they're Traveller's Creams. Anyway, yes, go on. So this lady, I'm assuming it's a lady bringing around a tea trolley, yeah?
So she said to my father, Richard, would you like a cup of coffee? He said, oh, yeah, it'd be lovely, thank you. And he said to me, to the lady, would you like to get my son one as well? And I said, no, Dad, I'm okay, thanks. So then she said, would you like some biscuits, Richard? Would you like some digestive biscuits, which were his favourite? So he had his coffee and his digestive biscuits. He thanked her and she left. And when she shut the door, he turned to me and he said, Andrew, I just can't believe that. They brought me coffee and biscuits. How nice is that?
Well,
when I was leaving, I went to find the lady with the tea trolley and I told her that. And she said, he has his coffee and biscuits every day at 11 o'clock.
Oh, and he didn't remember. But do you know what? That's kind of magic, isn't it?
Yes, it is magic. And
That simple pleasure is new and fresh every single day at 11 o'clock.
And she knows exactly what he likes.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly magic.
Right. Not on a maudlin note, but the funeral director told me that when my dad was taken to the place of rest, the nursing care and the residential care people and the care workers formed a guard of honour for him.
That's beautiful.
It was just, yes, it
that's
is.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
aren't there nice and, people out there?
Oh, there's some great. And do you know what? For what they're paid.
Yeah. Oh God, they get it's ridiculous. The work that carers in care homes and those that visit people in their home, it's shocking how little we give them. It's a crime.
Yeah. My grandma's carers came to the funeral, and they were as upset as we were.
Yeah.
Catherine, same. Yeah. It's just lovely. I'm sorry, I haven't got any really amusing anecdotes.
No, you have. What you've got is a really charming human anecdote, which I feel privileged that you shared a little bit of your dad with us tonight, Andy. So thank you, man.
Well, you were lovely to me, and thank you very much, Ian.
Okay, take care, brother. I appreciate that. I'm reminded, I meant to say this the other day. Do you remember before Christmas, we had a guy, David, call up, whose wife, Sarah, but spelt Sarah, had died that day.
Yes.
She died that
and
day.
And had a little girl. A
little girl called Freya. And it was incredible. It was incredible. He sent me this a while ago, but I wasn't feeling great. He sent me this on the 3rd, and he'd heard that I wasn't feeling great. And he sent me, and I watched it. He said, let me read this out, because I gave him my phone number. Hi, Ian, you gave me your number before Christmas. I called your show the day my wife Sarah died, age 34, leaving me with my daughter Freya. I'm really sorry to intrude, but I wanted to share this with you. It's my introduction at Sarah's celebration of life ceremony. What great, you know, terribly sad, tragic thing, but what a great title, a ceremony of life, celebration of life. I've been catching up on the pods and he'd been having after. If I can do anything, let me know. And he sent me this 6.5 minute video of him. Someone's filmed on their mobile phone of him holding Freya.
Oh.
And she's obviously jiggling about. I think she's like 2 or something, isn't she? 3. 3 probably. You know, so he has to put her down and he does this lovely introduction that they're going to have a celebration of his wife's, who's passed away, life. And he does like a little speech and he says, look, we're going to play music and we've got some food and stuff. If at any point someone wants to come up, oh, you're welling up, sorry, look. If at any point anyone wants to come up, we're just going to dip the music. You just say a few words and there's no pressure. And if you don't do it, that's cool. But this is an opportunity just to say what we loved about her. Whoa, flipping heck. I'd never heard of anything like that. You know, I've been to wakes. This is not a wake. And this is something very, very special. But, what was special about it for me was that he had shared it to me. And do you know what? I've not got back to him, and I will get back to him tomorrow because I've not been feeling great. But that he shared it with me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. There was 20% of me that thought maybe that call was not a genuine call. I questioned it.
Only because. What are the odds that someone would ring us first before everyone else?
And I did question it. And of course, I feel terrible for questioning it. So I'm going to send David a little text tomorrow. I thought that was lovely for him to share.
That just reminded me of my friend Nikki. She lost her husband. He had a very rare form of brain cancer. And she had this celebration of life and with a funeral involved in the woods. And everyone brought a picnic. picnic. Yeah. And when they told me about it, I thought, oh, God, this is a bit hippy-dippy.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, right? And once the funeral part of it was over, and it was a humanist ceremony, so there was, you know, there was no praying or anything like that. It was all stories bringing him to life, really, yeah. Different aspects of him. Stories from when he was a kid, stories from work. He was a Radio 4 announcer. And so he had some quite famous people there telling stories about him and stuff, and what a professional he was, but how funny he was. And that's what came across. And also the fact that they were just that kind of couple that makes everyone else feel like the ideal is possible. You know, they were best friends, and it was just such a sad, sad thing. But their children were there. And at the end of the ceremony, they said, you know what, the best thing you could do for us as a family, because I know everyone wants to do something. Can you play rounders with the kids?
Oh, yes,
everyone
mate.
Sat around till it went dark. They played with the kids. The kids knew that they were being looked after by everyone there. There must have been about 200 people there. And the kids didn't sit down the whole time.
Beautiful.
It was the most glorious thing. I didn't know him, but I wished I had.
Yeah. Death's going to happen to all of us, right? And something like that is a beautiful way to kind of end it for the people that's still alive. I phoned up. We talked about Dennis from Dunstable. I will come to you in a minute, Carol, I promise. After the break, phone up. Dennis from Dunstable, who passed away. Yeah. 95, I think, 96, I can't remember.
We thought he'd gone quiet.
Yeah. I phoned up his grandson today, Simon. And a grandson, probably the same age as me, a bit younger, actually. And I had a chat with him and just said, I just wanted to say, you know, me and Kath, you know, you're aware your granddad used to call us a lot. And I just want to say he was a gentleman. And I shared a couple of funny stories with him that he may not have been aware of. And
you tell him about when we took him to see that dirty film.
Of course I did. Of course I did. It was hilarious. And we had a good old laugh about Dennis. And here's the thing that he was falling over quite a bit. And he was in... the last month or so, he was in a hospice. And I was thinking, oh, shit.
I wish I'd have known.
Shit. I should have chased it up. And we didn't follow our instinct of chasing it up. We just assumed that we passed away. And I was thinking, shit. Should have gone and sat with him for an hour. Should have done it. And I was so annoyed. Anyway, you know, you can't build your life on shoulds and would haves and stuff like that. But the funeral's, I think, probably going to be about 3 weeks' time. I've said to him, look, if there's room, me and Kath, and I haven't got the kids, me and Kath would love to come. So I'm sure that'll be cool. I suspect Justin will come along as well. I'm sure Justin will come, looking like a geezer. It's something outrageous. But it was it was nice to speak to Simon and his grandson and just, you know, chat for 10 minutes about his granddad, you know, and what a nice person he was. And I guess that's the best we can hope for. If when we die, if some people share some nice stories about us, that's it.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's immortality.
The thing that really breaks my heart at the moment, there's been quite a few stories about sort of ex-servicemen in particular, but older people who've died in care homes on their own.
Yes.
And they kind of put a call out, don't they, and say, can anyone come to the funeral? And they get loads of people because there were some brilliant, kind people out there, but it just feels like such a shame that he didn't get a couple of people going to see him when he was alive, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, such is life. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Neon lit night talk for torch singers, trolley dollies, and train wrecks like me. Never know just where the conversation will take you.
What I'm going to say sounds ridiculous.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Paul Ross is on at 1. Let's go to Carol. Good evening, Carol.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, Carol. Good evening.
Missed you last Friday.
Oh, well.
Nice to hear you back.
Nice to have a Kath.
Thanks a bunch, mate.
Solo show. Always good to have a Kath solo show, although I cannot listen for political reasons.
Well, you're probably doing slow. Why am I exciting?
No, it's because he's got it in for me and he's trying to undo me from the inside out.
Sorry?
Yeah, no, that's weird, isn't it?
That's a weird.
She told us she was the boss.
Yeah, totally the boss.
No, that's bollocks.
She said, I'm the producer.
She's the producer, but I mean, it's a meaningless title on a show that requires no production.
You say that.
Well, I say it because it's true.
All right, then. So you can write the next Ofcom.
Sure, fine. I'll just tell them to get lost. Anyway, Carol, I don't want to know what happened on Catherine's watch.
I just thought you might like to know.
No, not interested. Not interested. Coached. It means it's meaningless to me. It's pointless. It's meaningless. You might as well tell me how an onion grows. It's no interest in either.
Wow.
No interest. It means meaningless to me.
Well, I was just going to say how much I've enjoyed the show tonight.
Well, that'll be £5, please. It'll be £5.
How nice it was to hear about the man with the kitty. And
kitty?
And my kitty's just had surgery. She had to have her eye removed.
Oh, no. Did she get a glass eye? What had she seen? Has she got a glass eye? Do cats get glass eyes?
She's turned into a pirate.
Oy. Did you keep the eye?
One of them little
did
eye
you keep
patches.
The eye?
Cause,
hello?
Yeah, she's... Hello?
Yes. Did you keep the eye?
No, the vets kept it.
Well, that's outrageous.
It got infected. And
I demand a discount on the fee because they're getting free eyes.
Honestly, £600 altogether.
Well, this is why everyone, you got pets. You should have pet insurance.
Well, the problem I had is she was a rescue cat,
right.
And she was too old. Because after they're 9, you can't get insurance. And if you adopt a senior cat, then you can't take out an insurance.
Yes, you can.
How old's Velvet?
Velvet's 20 and she's got insurance.
Have you had her for a long time?
Oh, yeah, I've had her since she was 2. But you can get insurance for older cats. You go on the comparison websites.
Not if they're over 9 years old.
I would dispute that, but you obviously have more. I'm not that bothered. I'm going to get into an argument about it.
I've just thought, well, there's that many exclusions and everything. But
so hang on, what? So you didn't actually check? You just thought it?
No, I did try and sort it out because I've had her for 7 years, and I did try and.
Well, here's the thing: you can't get insurance when you know they're ill and you're about to take them in for an operation. You've got to have the insurance because they're wise to that, those insurance companies. Oh, you want to pay £6 a month? Sure. Oh, hang on, the next day you're putting in a bill for £600? What a coincidence.
Yeah.
You've got to get it sorted out before. So hang on, how long? What age did you get the cat?
I got 2 together. One was, Millie was 4.
Right.
And she's 11 now.
Right. Is that the one with the eye?
Yeah.
Right, well, hang on a minute. So the whole last 5 minutes of the conversation is irrelevant. You could have got insurance for her.
But I couldn't insure Pepper, who was 8, and I thought, I can't insure one cat and then not the other.
Hang on, but Pat, you said you couldn't insure a cat that was over 9,
yeah,
but Pepper
was
8.
That's because Pepper was nearly nine.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, right? You can lie about cats' ages. Who's going to ask them? And also, you didn't insure the younger one because you thought it would be unfair on the older one. Wow.
Yeah. Well, you got to treat them the same. It's like
no,
you've
got to treat them mean, keep them keen. Oh, no, that's not cats. Actually, it is to a certain extent. No, of course you don't know when it comes to insurance because that can cost you... Well, it's just cost you £600.
Yeah, but my vet's lovely and he lets me pay it off in chunks when I get my benefit money
cat
in.
Chunks.
So, yeah, cat chunks. And I put her a tray down and she hadn't used it for years and she hopped straight in.
I know exactly where to take a dump on that lovely, lovely
exactly.
litter. I woke up the other day and I've been sleepwalking and I was taking a dump in the litter tray.
Did you cover it over afterwards?
Yes, I did. Well, yeah. I got most of it on the floor.
Oh.
So do they.
There we go.
But also, to all the people who are not feeling too good.
Cheer up. Come on, pull your socks up. No, get on with it. Lighten up your miserable bunch.
It's a tiny year. We're trudging through February. We need some snowdrops popping up and crocus and everything to cheer everybody up. So it's that seasonally affected disorder with the
for some people it is.
For some people, it's people have died. So
seasonal affective death.
A couple of tulips aren't going to help that.
Well, also, one last thing. I've nearly forgot.
I wish you would to get our number.
Shut up. I thought I'll do a tape recording for my funeral of my own urology, is it?
Oh, urology.
I would pay top dollar to listen to that, to your own urology for your funeral.
Well, you can come if you want. I'd probably snuff it before you anyway.
No, well, yeah, I would think so. You're like about 40 years older than me.
Well, feels I'm only 61.
Yeah, 40 years older than me.
I thought you said you were 40.
That's my showbiz age. My real age is 21.
Yeah, he says it's the older, so he gets taken seriously.
Yeah.
You were older than that when I saw you.
That was makeup. That was makeup. Heavy makeup.
Well, you were so high up, I could hardly see anyway.
Okay, I'm losing the will to live. All right, Carol.
I know, I'm not surprised.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
Yeah,
there we go.
I'm totally going to read your urology. Will you read mine?
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Will you read mine?
I'll read your urology, of course I will. With pleasure.
Don't say Kath was a dick. You're not allowed to say that or I'll horn you.
Can you clip that for me, please, Sam? Thank you. Just just clip it to me and send it over and I'll do something good with that. I'll play it a lot.
He's going to put that in my headstone.
In your headstone?
Yeah.
I'll put it in your
By
headstone.
By then he'll be talking.
I'll put it in your headstone.
Yes. So when people go past, it'll trigger.
Kath was a dick. Kath was a dick. Don't stop and look at this one. Kath was a dick. Don't stop and look at this one.
Dick.
Kath was a...
Dick.
Kath was...
Dirty pervert.
Don't be so silly, Kath.
I think I might need it sooner. Aren't your balls normally held back by your willy?
Catherine, you're such a
twat. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Dirty pervert.
No, that's the wrong answer.
I once laughed till I threw up and I think I nearly went there again.
I tell you what I've not had for a long time.
Go on.
Milk coming through my nose.
Oh, God.
When you drink milk and someone says something really funny and you snort and it comes out through your nose, it's delicious.
Oh, that'd be disgusting.
It is the best.
Milk over snot?
Yes, man. It's like a milkshake.
Oh,
a bogey shake. Have you never had that? You drink your milk and someone just as that moment, just as it's hitting the back of your throat, cold, fresh milk, and someone says, yeah, and it looked like a mushroom.
No.
It comes out the nose.
It's a pretty specific scenario. I'm not
quite sure what the funny line would be. The lines are empty. We're going to take calls straight to air for the end of the show. So please stop coughing. We'll wait until you stop coughing.
Dick.
Don't.
You're trying to end me on air?
I like mine quite hard, and then I like to put it all in my mouth at once.
Milk comes out.
Ugh.
You finished?
Yeah.
Sure, let's wait.
I've stopped coughing and my ovaries have shriveled. What more do you want?
I'll try one. Let me try.
What are you doing? What? That's abuse.
Sorry, I apologise.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.